USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump's testimony in his civil fraud trial in New York has wrapped up. Upon his arrival at the courtroom today, he strongly criticized the trial, deeming it an unfair situation and alleging election interference.
While Israel is being attacked, while Ukraine is being attacked, while inflation is eating our country alive, I'm down here, and these are all political opponents, attack ads by the Biden administration.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has accused Trump of exaggerating his net worth to secure more favorable loans for the Trump Organization. Trump's testimony follows that of his two eldest sons, who testified last week. President Joe Biden is trailing Donald Trump in five of the six most important battleground states, according to new polling by the New York Times and Siena College. Biden is currently losing to Trump by margins of 3 to 10% among registered voters in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. Across six battleground states, all of which Biden carried in 2020, the president is ahead only in Wisconsin. The Biden administration is allocating billions of dollars to enhance Amtrak's Northeast Corridor. President Biden revealed spending of over $16 billion for these upgrades during a speech in Delaware today.
Over 2,200 trains run on this corridor every single day, serving 800,000 passengers. It's the busiest rail corridor in the United States and one of the busiest in the world.
The initiatives encompass the reconstruction of century-old tunnels and bridges, as well as track enhancements aimed at improving travel efficiency. The White House anticipates an increase in humanitarian aid reaching Gaza in the coming days. Today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken held discussions with his Turkish counterpart in Ankara to explore avenues for extending assistance to the Gaza Strip. This is USA News.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-378-2250. 800-378-2250. 800-378-2250. That's 800-378-2250.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Recent attacks in Iraq and Syria may have resulted in injuries to as many as 45 U.S. service members. According to NBC News, the number is more than double what the Pentagon had previously disclosed. Since October, bases housing U.S. personnel have been targeted in dozens of attacks following the onset of the conflict between Israel and Hamas. It's believed that the drone and rocket attacks were carried out by groups with ties to Iran. A teacher shot by a six-year-old can sue Virginia school officials. Lance Pry explains.
A judge has ruled a teacher, Abigail Zwarner, who was shot by her six-year-old student, can proceed with a $40 million lawsuit against Virginia school officials for failing to act on warnings. The Newport News School Board argued she was only entitled to workman's compensation because the injuries happened at work.
According to a recent Gallup survey, support for the death penalty is at its lowest point in 50 years. The survey reveals that 50% of respondents believe it is administered unfairly, while 47% believe it is administered fairly. In the last instance, when Gallup posed the question, only 45% believed it was applied unfairly. Week 9 of the NFL concludes with the New York Jets playing host to the Chargers on Monday Night Football. The Jets aim to secure their fourth consecutive victory, entering the game with a record of 4-3. On the other hand, the L.A. Chargers are striving to bring their record to an even 500 following their win against the Bears last week, which brought them to 3-4. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.